Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Late show underway on a Thursday. It's almost Friday. Steve Thompson in for Henry Lake, Chris Tubbs alongside tonight. Thanks so much for joining us. We're going to keep an eye on the high school football scoreboard. Semifinals at U.S. Bank Stadium. What a thrill for the kids, the coaches, the fans, moms, dads, you name it. Great time through Saturday night at U.S. Bank Stadium. And then, of course, Prep Bowl next week. Typically, Prep Bowl is set on that Friday and Saturday after Thanksgiving, but not this year because Thanksgiving is so late. They've moved it up. They work around Viking schedules, etc. So that is the deal. Semifinals started today. We'll have scores a little bit later on in the program. But gambling and gambling in sports and gambling on sports has been around in some way, shape, or form for a long, long, long time. Probably since the earliest games ever played, there probably was a friendly wager on it. And certainly there are office pools, there's fantasy football. I play in one fantasy football league, and my team is dreadful. Here's the deal. The money gets kicked in up front. You pick a team, and it hasn't gone well this year. Yeah, big deal. So to say that I don't gamble on sports would be untruthful. I do. Fantasy football is a form of gambling. And I have played in an office pool, the 100 number boards, etc. around the Super Bowl. I'm sure you're familiar with that. But what we have seen, let's say in the last 10 years, is an explosion of gambling in sports. Once upon a time, if you wanted to place a legal sports wager, you had to go to Las Vegas. Well, the cat's out of the bag. You can gamble on sports just about anywhere, except Minnesota. You can do it online in a fantasy sports format. So the genie's out of the bottle. You can gamble on just about anything at any time. All sorts of prop bets on any given game. And we're starting to see problems. We're starting to see more and more stories. Now, this is not new. And you can easily do a search of some of the more famous gambling scandals over the year when it was almost 100% illegal outside of Las Vegas. Now it's legal just about everywhere where you can gamble on sports. You can gamble in-game right now and lay down wagers, etc. Of course, the latest involves the Cleveland Guardians. And ironically, tonight, MLB awards will be handed out. Some have already been given out. Some of the biggies will be announced tonight. For instance, Scoobal and Skeens won the Cy Young and the AL and NL respectively. But I believe overshadowing that is this scandal involving the Guardians and closer Emmanuel Clase, arrested by FBI agents in New York after being indicted by the Department of Justice. This is according to ESPN. Clase is a 27-year-old taken into custody at JFK after arriving from the Dominican Republic. Hours later, he pleaded not guilty to charges of wire fraud conspiracy, honest services wire fraud conspiracy, money laundering conspiracy, and conspiracy to influence sporting contests by bribery, which in total carry a maximum sentence of decades in prison. He was released on $600,000 bond with a GPS monitor. He declined to speak with reporters, etc. So, before that, we had the NBA indictments, if you will. And those are pretty serious. That came in late October. Current former NBA players and a coach among 34 people arrested and indicted for allegedly rigging sports bets and poker games. And I believe it's the tip of the iceberg, because if you think about an athlete, and in the case of the closer for the Guardians, say, he makes a ton of money. He's a millionaire. But the people around him, friends, families, acquaintances, etc., aren't as fortunate. And that's where things get tricky. And it is possible, with all the online wagering opportunities, for a player to say, if I can bend my performance in one way or another and can help someone earn some money, okay. Now, once again, he doesn't need the money, but people around him might. This guy from the Dominican. Probably familiar with a lot of people that could use some extra bucks. And that's my concern about all of this. And it's not that I'm a prude or someone, you know, doesn't believe in it. When I've been to Vegas, I have gambled on sports. I have laid down a wager on Minnesota teams to win or lose. I don't even remember the bets. It goes back a number of years. I haven't been to Vegas in a long time. I haven't placed a bet based on the line, if you will, the point spread, or the over-under in a long, long time. Probably the last time was Vegas. And I do have a rule. In general, I don't gamble on sport. Fantasy football, an office pool, 100-number board, all right. But otherwise, I generally don't. I don't want to get into that realm. I'm a little worried about what might happen if I get into that realm. But as an adult, if you choose to, I'm not saying you can't. But the danger here is not only in a major uptick in gambling addiction. People that don't have the money to lose gambling and the ripple effects of that. And then beyond that, just the integrity of the games. And this goes all the way back to the Black Sox scandal of 1918. And if you've never seen the film Eight Men Out or read the stories about the Black Sox scandal and Chulo's Joe Jackson and everybody else, I invite you to do it, because I think it's an excellent sports movie. One of my favorites. And that's all sports. I mean, I put it in the top 10 with the likes of Hoosiers and Bull Durham and Field of Dreams and Slapshot. I even consider Caddyshack a sports movie, for that matter. But back to the gambling component. Here we sit in November of 2025, and I'm going to say it's the tip of the iceberg. And I don't think the leagues who have embraced gambling, the fan duels and the like, where you can wager on just about anything in a sporting contest, are they prepared to deal with this? And what are the punishments? Obviously, the Guardians closer, Klaus A., is looking at a long run in federal prison. And some of these guys in the latest NBA thing, same deal. You know, this is no joke when the feds show up at your doors. So that is my concern about all of these stories and where we're at today. And I certainly would love your feedback on it. They're kind of like gambling and sports. They've kind of gone hand in hand behind the scenes for a long time. Now it's out in the open. It is legal. But has it made it better? I'm not so sure about that. And I don't think you put the genie back in the bottle anyway. But I'd love your thoughts on it and how much concerned you are about the impact of sports gambling as it currently stands. And then beyond that, the impact on the games a lot of us care about. 651-461-9226, because I am concerned about all of that and what we're starting to see. Chris Tubbs, I don't know about you, but we have talked gambling, and we do participate in the same fantasy football league. So I'm not trying to be a hypocrite or be critical of people who do wager on sports regularly. It's just I have my concerns.
I think they're warranted, Steve. I really do. To go along with that, it's like you said, it's been happening. Even the little Super Bowl squares there are a myriad of things that are associated with sports gambling, because I feel like it's a very broad umbrella now, right? Like, we can go from the NCAA March Madness, where you're filling out a bracket for $5 or even for nothing, right? Anything you do along those lines is considered sports gambling. But now, where you see the in-game props, you see, pitch sequence, you see pitch speed, you see, because that's what Emmanuel Classe ultimately got nailed on, is the pitch sequencing and the pitch speed. So you've got all of these things that are happening in real time, and they are just getting more and more detailed. And now they're like, okay, well, if you can bet on this, well, you know what? We're going to say that you can bet on this, and you've got a run line, and you've got point spreads, and so many different things. I do think that this whole, the recent rash of what's going on in sports gambling, I think it's going to spook some of the more conservative individuals that were already hesitant. Like, this is just going to add fuel to the fire to say, you know what? No, this is why you can't do it. Even though you know, there's a lot of things that are going on, and it's been going on for a significant amount of time, but I feel like this adds more to the anti-sports gambling conversation than it does to move that topic forward.
Well, and I will argue you can't put the genie back in the bottle, because there would be a tremendous backlash, and a lot of states, not Minnesota, have legalized it. What I think should be done, and I'm leery of blue ribbon panels or things happening at the federal level that dictate how everyone, but I think what could be done is a discussion of what is fair game for gambling. Pitch speed? Pitch counts? Come on! We're getting a little far into the weeds here. And I think there should be, and I think legitimate gambling sites there could be a summit, there could be a panel, maybe a law needs to be written that says, hey, point spread, and we know there have been point shaving schemes. We know games have been thrown. There's a lot of example. You can Google it yourself.
Well,
my point being is, it's one thing to bet on a win or a loss based on the spread or an over under or some straightforward things or the Super Bowl prop bets on the Super Bowl. Okay, but night in, night out on a run of the mill NBA tilt between the Jazz and the Thunder, for instance. What are we doing here? I mean, seriously, how many free throws, the over-under, how many free throws are going to be shot in the game? What are we doing?
Well,
That to me is just degenerate gambling beyond belief.
We don't
need that. And there should be a law to protect people from that sort of nonsense. That's insane to me.
Well, I don't think the concept of gambling on those particular issues is all that, you know, degenerate. Because I know people that are in that space. Some of my dearest friends are in that space, and that, you know, that's where they create their content.
Betting on the Jazz and Thunder on a Wednesday night.
Oh, absolutely! Yeah, no, absolutely. My buddy Eitan Shander is part of an Odd Shopper channel, and
I'm sorry, Eitan. I didn't mean to offend you.
Yeah, no, but what I'm saying though, Steve, is that there are people that they make their money. That this is how they provide for their family, by giving the content to people that are out there. Now, the problem is with the people that are taking this information and going over the top with it. You know, those that are willing to put themselves in the situation that they are going to go over the top on a, you know, on a 3 or 4 person, you know, in-game Utah San Antonio random Thursday night. You know what I mean? Like, those are the individuals. You can't blame the people that are out there that are putting the information out there to help people make educated decisions, but there are individuals out there that have that addictive personality, and I think that those are the people that are the most at risk when it comes to sports gambling. Those that might get a little bit of a taste, and then they decide, okay, I've got this high, I have to go out and I have to get this high again, when the odds are, what's the Hunger Games? May the odds be forever in your favor. They are forever not in your favor.
Yeah, and, you know, it's looking at, you know, live betting Raptors Cavaliers here on a Thursday night. Cavs lead at 9, you know, 12-9 right now at home. And you start laying down wagers on, you know, is Donovan Mitchell going to go over the number tonight, or whomever? It just seems to me, has it gone too far? And I want your thoughts on that. It's 651-461-9226, 651-461-9226. And by the way, I have no tip on whether or not Donovan Mitchell will go over the point total.
I can tell you how to hedge that bet when we come back.
So, talk and text line 651-461-9226 here at News Talk. 830-WCCO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
It is the late show, Stephen for Henry, typically in on Saturdays. We've got college football final week of the regular season in the MIAC, the Northern Sun, the WIAC, the UMAC. Then it's on to the playoffs. We'll cover the Big Ten, top 25. Gophers in Oregon on Friday night. We'll get into that a little bit more later on. Andy Greeter will join us from Eugene, covering for the Pioneer Press tomorrow night early in the show. He'll give us a weather update. The Ducks are favored to win big. Let's go to the phones. Sports, gambling, the fallout. The feds are involved. I think it's the tip of the iceberg, and I don't think we're headed in a good direction. Jeff, Sauk Rapids, you're on the air.
Hi, Steve.
Hey.
By your own admission, there's been gambling on sports and everything else.
Forever.
Legal or not.
Yep.
And trying to stop this is about the same kind of folly as prohibition. It ain't going to work. Yeah. It just won't work. I like marijuana, and we've gone in and out of the legal loopholes of, is it legal or not? What are they going to do about it? Hell, I started smoking pot in the 1970s. So what? What are you going to do about it? Nothing. And this is about the same damn thing. It's just dumb, and I wouldn't even waste my breath debating it because it ain't going to stop. Now, if you want to legalize it, well, I really don't care.
And they have. Yeah, and they have. They've legalized gambling. Not here in Minnesota, sports gambling per se, but around the country and the stuff you can do online with fantasy sports. You make a great point, Jeff, and I'm going to – I got to let you go because we're tight on time. We've got a weather update here. But, and thanks for the call as always, is this. The leagues, as they embraced this and jumped in and saw the money to be made and jumped headlong into it. I think fantasy football is what kind of opened the eyes of the NFL, and then all the other sports saw the opportunities, and all these online sites saw the opportunities to use the fantasy angle, if you will, to expand this. and make it more palatable. But I don't think what they considered, and what we're seeing here in the NBA thing and the MLB thing, I think this ultimately will impact all sports in some way, shape, or form. What are they doing to police their league, their players, their coaches, everyone associated with us? And this goes all the way back to 1918 and the Black Sox scandal, and the commissioner, Judge Kennesaw Mountain Landis, and players being banned for life, and the movie 8 Men Out. This has been around a long, long, that's 107 years by my count. My point being is, what are the leagues doing in 2025 to change policies and police this? Chris Tubbs, that's the gigantic question. Because Jeff's right. You ain't putting this genie back in the bottle. People are going to gamble on sports, period.
Yeah, 100%. And Steve, I think you nailed it in terms of these leagues embraced it. They have got sports books as partners. They've got casinos as partners.
Yep.
Once they realized that there was a significant amount of money that you can make, because it used to be taboo to even mention fantasy football on the air. And all of a sudden, you know, that started to kind of trickle in. Oh, well, all of a sudden, and it to me, it went from 0 to 60 just like that. So yeah. We are in a situation where the league's so quick to embrace it because there's a lot of revenue to be made. And now it's like, well, okay, well, what do we do now? And maybe they should have thought about this, and it should have been because the sports books, everything is going to be there. I do think that everybody was just very quick to jump on it because they saw the money.
Right. And I think the big gaming companies, and we don't need to name names, the big gaming companies, they're the ones that I think have to realize for the integrity of their business and their profit center need to protect the integrity of the games. They need to have a role in this to make sure that things are on the up and up. That's what I'm getting at. And then beyond that, protect people that have a problem. And that goes without saying. 6:31, quick break. We have an update on the weather. And then the Twins in the offseason, it was not a good 2025 for the home nine. Offseason not off to a great start. And now some big names in the MLB media are taking shots. We'll get into that coming up here on News Talk. 830-WCCO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Please don't touch that dial. Bear with me. The Twins had a bad 2025. Rocco Baldelli is gone. There's a new manager, Derek Shelton. But we haven't learned a lot about what the plan is going forward. A lot has been said. A lot has been written about what's going on. Who are these new partners that will join the Polads going forward? What will the money be used? What will the payroll look like? Will Joe Ryan be traded? Will be here? Are they going to put money into adding payroll and improving this team so maybe they'll be a winner in 2026? We really don't know at this point what this club will look like or what the game plan is going forward. We've seen coaches hired, Grady Sizemore, Latroya Hawkins joining Derek Shelton's staff. But what about the players? What about payroll? People don't pay to see coaches or managers. They pay to see players, and they want to see a winner. Well, there is certainly frustration in these parts about what's going on with the Twins. But now, some big names in the national media are jumping in. How about MLB insider Ken Rosenthal had this to say?
The Twins are really interesting as well, because if you read Dan Hayes' story in The Athletic today, and you see Derek Falvey's quotes, Derek is the president of baseball operations for the Twins. He is basically saying he wants to compete. He doesn't want to go backwards anymore. He wants to go and add to this team. They have talent. They can build around Pablo Lopez, Joe Ryan, and Byron Buxton for starters. And that's a pretty good nucleus of players that you can build on. But will they continue what they did at the deadline, which is just tear it down? And here's an ownership group that just took on two minority investors. A big part of that, their thinking, was to help pay down the debt, have the minority investors, the money that they're infusing into the organization, pay down their significant debt. But how about putting money back into the team at a time when you've also, like the Rangers, hired a new manager, Derek Shelton, and at a time also when your fans are as alienated as I can ever remember Twins fans being? And maybe I'm a victim of recency bias here, but I don't remember the last time Twins fans were this disaffected with their team. And
2002 contraction.
That's a long time ago. Okay, that's fair, but that's a long time ago. And the way to get fans back is to show you care about the product on the field, and that's what's been lacking the last couple of years.
Yeah, and we brought it up. I brought it up on this show, sitting in for Henry Like, right at the end of the season, about the major PR problem. And the fact that that hasn't been addressed beyond hiring a manager and some coaches, that doesn't get people fired up. That doesn't give people hope. And I'll say before the cut from Ken Rosenthal, you need to come forward with the plan and say, here's what our payroll is going to be. We are not trading Joe Ryan. Joe Ryan is going to be front and center in our rotation along with Pablo Lopez, and we have high hopes for Bailey Ober and some of these other arms, and this is what we're going to do to rebuild the bullpen, and we're going to go out and we're going to find a legit first baseman, and this is the plan going forward. Not that Well, we're not really sure. There's no answers. Now, granted, it's November, but at some point, you've got to give the fans something other than firing Rocco Baldelli. And I brought that up at the time. Okay, you know, is that going to recharge the fan base? No. Hiring Derek Shelton doesn't do that. Or bringing in Grady Sizemore or LaTroy Hawkins, you know, major league guys who are probably going to help the young players. You know, we don't know that at this point. What fans want to hear is, what are you going to do to make the ball club better and worth me spending money on Twins TV or buying tickets to go to Target Field next year? And Chris, that's what he's saying, and I couldn't agree more. They still have a major PR problem that at some point needs to be addressed in a way that's going to give the fans a reason to come out in 2026 and support the team.
I think, you know, something, Steve, that kind of stuck out to me there was, you know, when he was talking about all these, you know, words by Derek Shelton, Derek Falvey, how, yeah, you know, Derek Falvey wants to compete and he doesn't want to tear it down anymore. So to me, that wasn't necessarily throwing ownership under the bus, but that to me was the very clear delineation between, okay, this is what I want to do. This is what ownership is doing. It's almost trying to create a little bit of distance between himself and the ownership group, because I don't, as much as we might hear, okay, we tore it down, we've got a plan. If you're not coming out and telling us as the fan base, hey, this is what we want to do. We are keeping Joe Ryan. We're keeping Pablo Lopez. You know, we're going to do this. We have not heard those definitives. So naturally, we are going to question everything without even knowing what the plan is. And the longer it goes and we are not told, and the more ambiguous it feels, I feel like that's the murkiness with the fans, because we're like, what is the hook? Like, where do you want to go? And if Falvey's telling us one thing and the ownership group is doing another, then that does not give me good vibes as someone who's covering the Twins and as a Twins fan.
Yeah, and all due respect, the manager and coaches do not move the meter. They don't. That is not going to compel people to care about the team next year. It is the product on the field 100%. Another thing fans don't want to hear about is a billionaire family bringing in investors to pay down debt. Most of us, most of the people tuned in at this second, including you and me, are paying down some sort of debt. I have a mortgage.
Yep.
I have other responsibilities.
I want to bring in investors to pay down my debt.
Right. So spare me that. That doesn't need to be mentioned anymore. Well, the infusion of cash is going to help us pay down debt. Who cares?
Why do you need
your
help?
You're billionaires.
Why do you need the help? That's my question.
So putting that out there for the fans are saying, well, you know, during COVID, we lost a lot of money and so on and so forth. Yes, and you are still billionaires. Your family are. So don't put that out on the public where people are making a decision. Hey, I'm going to shell out $100 on Twins TV, or I'm going to shell out X amount to come down, pay to park, buy tickets, buy food and beverage potentially to go to a ball game. I don't want to hear about your problems and your debt. Those are all negatives and play into the major PR problem. The only way forward here on November 13th, and I wonder what this is going to happen, when they're going to come out and say, here's the game plan, folks. We are going to build a winner. These are the guys we're building around. These are the pieces we are going to add, because we believe in the American League Central Division, we can be competitive if you hang on to Joe Ryan, if you hang on to Pablo Lopez. Bailey Ober bounces back. They've got some ingredients in the starting rotation. He mentioned Byron Buxton. There are other ingredients in this everyday lineup, but you need to add. Now, I'm not saying you got to go Dodgers, Yankees, Mets on this thing. But you got to take some of this partner's cash and put it into the club now. Now, I know the collective bargaining agreement, the end of 26, and there could be a lockout, and there could be big changes in the game. But you got to give the fans something sooner than later about hope for 25. All the other clubs in town do a pretty good job of creating hope. Twins aren't doing that right now.
Yeah, and that's really what you want, just the optimism. And like you were saying,
right?
You were, you know, mentioning it. Give us a plan. But I don't think they really know what their plan is, though. I mean, you can tell us, okay, we want to build around the young players. Okay, that's great. Then what? You know what I mean? Like, okay, well, we understand, but that's one piece of it. Kind of expand on that for me a little bit. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. Or, you know, at some point, yep, we're tearing it down to the studs. We're going to ask Byron Buxton to waive his trade clause. We're going to trade Pablo. We're going to trade Joe Ryan. But if you're going to rip the bandage off, rip the bandage off. You already did it at the deadline. I mean, let's face the facts. That was shocking what happened at the deadline. And, you know, are you going to continue to gradually pull that bandage off in the off season? Then good luck in 2026 to have anybody care about this team. That's why whatever needs to be done needs to be laid out sooner than later. This cannot continue to drag on through the winter meetings and then all of a sudden say, well, we just got an offer we couldn't refuse on Joe Ryan, and then someone came along and we got a bunch of prospects that in 3-4 years might be able to help us. Wow. It's interesting to me, though, that this, and we're going to have Bob Nightingale, Odyssey MLB insider, tomorrow night, talk gambling scandal and say and the Guardians and what's going on there. Do a recap of the MLB awards that were handed out. But then I'll also get into this with Bob Nightingale, who's very plugged in and covers the major leagues very well coast to coast. Because I think this is a growing story. What are they going to do going forward? What's the plan? 11 minutes down in front of 7. It is the Lake Show. Steve in for Henry. Chris Tubbs alongside here on News Talk. 830-WCCO. It is the Lake Show. Steve in for Henry. A couple of tidbits from the text line on the topic on the Twins. And Ken Rosenthal, MLB insider, wondering what's going on. From our text line, is Derek Falvey ever going to bear responsibility for his, air quotes here, leadership of the Twins? In fairness, payroll limited. And he takes orders from the boss. And they dictate, not saying it's right, but, you know, have the decisions been 100% good? I think when you're the general manager or the president of baseball operations or the president of the club, he has that title now, the business side and baseball side. Yeah, for sure. It is fair game, and 2025 was not good. You fire a manager, you hire a new one, and then at some point they've got to lay out a plan. It's just I cannot believe the PR hit they took from the deadline on. From the end of July to now, there hasn't been any real clear vision of what this is going to look like going forward. And that's not good.
Yeah, I think one thing to keep in mind, too, Steve, again, when I heard those words, you know, Derek Falvey wants to spend, maybe if there is a little bit of a push and a pull, maybe Derek Falvey can have a little bit of influence towards maybe having a little more payroll flexibility. I'm not saying, you know, it will or it won't, but when I hear those words, that tells me that maybe Derek Falvey is, you know, maybe not quite as lockstep in with, you know, cutting a lot of the the fat, trimming the fat off this team as maybe we had anticipated.
You got to show the fans you care. And the one thing you can say in general, Lynx, Timberwolves, the biggies in town, Vikings, Wild, they try. Do they make the right decisions? Not always, but they show the fans are trying, and that's a huge key. Another one from our text line, this is a good one. Dodgers manager made a statement, an overlooked factor behind the team's success is their culture of prep and unity. It goes far beyond payroll and talent. He said accountability from everyone. Fair point. Having $300 million-plus on payroll helps as well. But you're right. Quick update. State football semifinals at U.S. Bank Stadium downtown. A dandy to get started today in 4A. Orono and Marshall tied at 7 at the end of 4. They go to OT. Marshall scores first. They kick the extra point, 14-7. Orono, touchdown pass. Mauer to Vinton, 14-13. They go for 2 and get it. Orono wins 15-14 in OT. And they're on the way to Prep Bowl at the same venue next week.
Is that one of Dan Campbell's relatives coaching in Orono?
Yeah, I don't know. Nine-man, Hills Beaver Creek beat Fertile Beltrani 30-14. And then Hillcrest Lutheran Academy beat Kitson County Central 27-21. They're on to Prep Bowl. Big schools tonight, Edina and Minnetonka, day one of three of the football semifinals over at U.S. Bank Stadium. We'll check those scores again later once Edina Minnetonka get underway. News, weather at 7, and then Matthew Collar, Purple Insider.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.